This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The first couple of days of December have been historically warm in Campbell County, setting temperature records this past Wednesday and Thursday with highs of 72 and 65 degrees, respectively. Historically, both of these dates have had an average temperature of 29 degrees, with a high being 39 degrees. State legislators have made some progress when it comes to redistricting, but much more work is needed, especially in the northeastern part of the state. The Joint Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions Committee, meeting last week, looked at a number of plans from around the state and voted to move forward with the plan put forth by Representative Dan Zwanitzer of Cheyenne. With his plan, Campbell County would have 5 House seats rather than sharing with other counties. There was some debate about whether the committee should have more than one map, but in the end, it voted to have just one. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Wagon Wheel Elementary School has been recognized as a National Every Student Succeeds Act Distinguished School for its exceptional student achievement this year. The school is one of 2 schools in Wyoming and 100 schools nationwide to receive the honor. Principal Eric Stremcha said that Wagon Wheel went from not meeting state proficiency expectations in 2017 and 18 to exceeding those expectations in 18 and 19. The school hopes to have the infrastructure in place to maintain that baseline going forward. A Gillette man has been convicted of second-degree sexual abuse of a minor and 1 count of third-degree sexual abuse of a minor. Terrell K. Morris is a registered sex offender from Washington State who spent 10 years in prison for molesting several prepubescent boys. He was released in January of 2019 and moved to Gillette, according to court documents. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.